Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I work in the finance industry, and I think you guys are clowns.
Oh, you're a pig, oh, mate. Yeah. You're an absolute pig.
Mate, you guys, you think I'm a pig. You guys are hamsters, seriously.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to your wacky Wednesday, guys. No hump day here, just wacky.
Oh, it is wacky Wednesday, Tom, and so I might just do this, actually.
Whoa, what are you doing? Oh. Why are you taking your headphones off? You don't take your top off, mate. It's radio. Nobody can see you take your top off, apart from our producer, Eli.
Mate, you can see that I've just come straight from day one of Brad Pitt's Fight Club workout.
Yeah, would you say that it's worked?
Yeah, mate. Can't you see that I did shoulders?
Nope.
In the same day, Wednesday, that Brad did shoulders, I've done shoulders. So, look, it's off to a flying start, eating heaps of chicken. Well, one grilled burger. So I'm pretty pleased so far. It was harder than I thought, and that's upset me.
I'll ask Brad Pitt what he thinks about you.
Is there no one else?
You're pretty cold, aren't you?
Is there no one else?
Hey, look, a massive show tonight. If you think that Australian history is only to do with old, crusty white men, then tonight we have two amazing women who have created a very funny web series called Sheila's.
Two sisters.
Yeah, Hannah and Eliza Riley, and they'll be on the show very soon to talk about this series.
And of course, Deep Thought of the Week, Tom, being a Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
But I thought to start the show, I think it's very funny when you get to go behind the scenes of workplaces that have a real specific mindset about training people.
We like a mantra, like a credo.
Like a workplace mantra, credo. So if you've got one of these, rack your brain to your past jobs and think if you can think of a workplace that was really tight. I know Apple was pretty firm on brainwashing, Tom.
Yeah.
But up next, I've also been brainwashed.
All right. We'll find out what that is. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Smashing Pumpkins with their hit 1979, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And if you can't get involved on the phones, 133353, then we love your feedback through social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie.
I thought to start the show, Tom, it'd be fun to go behind the scenes of workplaces that have real mantras, a real sort of doctrine for their staff. The kind of thing where when you join a workplace and they go, right, guys, so here's what we believe in, and here are the core pillars, our three dot points that you must adhere to. I know that Apple for you, Tom, must have been a massive case of this.
Well, it wasn't a brainwashing experience. It was just 5 days worth of training, three in a room in an office building, then two on the floor in the store. But no, there was no brainwashing. I mean, they simply just gave you a card called the Apple Credo, which on the front of it said, Apple Retail, enriching lives. And you'd carry it around in your lanyard all day.
Enriching lives.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such good spin.
I'll break that down soon. Don't you worry about that.
It's such good spin because they're just selling phones that you don't really need. And iPads.
Okay. I'd like to see you go without your phone, mate. But let's save the Apple stuff.
The ecosystem that you've got in your house.
Shut up. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, Ollie, because we just had grilled for dinner. We just had burgers. Yeah. And I saw you ordering grilled. And, mate, I'm not the only one that's drank the Kool-Aid. What were you doing at Grilled just before?
Yeah, I used to work at Grilled. I am very efficient when it comes to grilled ordering. I'll get the Zen Hen on traditional. Regular chips, please, with a herb mayo sauce. And no drink, thank you. And I can do that
and
because...
And yes, I'll have my Local Matters token.
And I know how the system works. Yeah. I'll put it into a tub.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, Grilled, I forgot about this, but we're discussing Apple's credo. And I remembered that when I was working at Grilled, I was probably 19 years old. But our franchisee owner, Brent, who was very, very insistent. And there is some funny nuanced stuff that you get at these places. I do recall he would say, guys, welcome to Grill. There's 7 points of service. There should be 7 points of contact. When they come in the door, there should be a big, hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, guys.
And you know Grill is,
hey, guys. It's like, whoa, yeah. I'm just trying to order a freaking burger.
And that was even if there was a line of like 10 people.
G'day, guys. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm at the front of the line. Can you just take my order?
G'day,
mate?
Guys. I'll be a minute. Sorry. And what are you after, mate? That was pretty full on. So then they'd get to the counter. You'd order. They'd say hi then. They'd say, go and have a seat. You'd check on them when they're sitting down.
Oh,
you bring them the food. That's like the fourth time. Take it away. That's the fifth time. They go to leave is the sixth time. At the door. Have a good one.
But you said there were 7 points of contact. Does that mean you have to jump out of the store and run down the street and say, "I hope you enjoyed your burger, mate"?
So if you missed out on that last one, yes. But the worst thing, not the worst thing, but the most detailed thing was he said that everyone should have the complete grilled experience. And by that, it's a burger, chips, and drink with dipping sauce for the chips. But even more detailed than that, they said every bite of the burger should have every ingredient. So when you're spreading the relish, it needs to go to the edges. When you're putting the lettuce on, they all need to reach the sides. There shouldn't be a bite where you don't get your relish, like your cheese, your pickles, because other burger joints do that.
I like
grilled,
it.
Every mouthful is the complete grilled experience. And that's when you go, whoa, are we really talking about this?
133353, let's dig the dirt on your workplace mantras. What happens behind the scenes at your workplace? G'day, Wayne.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You used to work at Masters, the home improvement store.
Yeah, I was at head office and I used to travel around to all the stores just as they were opening.
You were the guy going around giving this indoctrination.
Absolutely. It was wonderful stuff.
What kind of stuff would you say at Masters?
Sort of a happy clapper.
The happy clapper?
Oh, I was a happy clapper. It was fun stuff.
So what kind of stuff is part of the Masters mantra or indoctrination?
Oh, the Masters mantra started off as you'd rock in the morning. It's like, you'd get all the staff together and it was like, give me an M.
Oh,
give me an A.
No.
Are you serious?
No, actually.
And I'm like, give me a break.
This guy's saying punchline. Got on your way.
Nice stuff. If you can give us your workplace mantra, then jump on that phone, 133353. Off to a flying start here on Wacky Wednesday with Driving Rain, Slash and Miles Kennedy, new music. Mm. Yeah, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we have questions. It's Driving Rain, Slash and Miles Kennedy. New music on Triple M. Head to our website, triplem.com.au, and let us know about the music we play. Become a club member. We love you guys. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Very soon, we'll hear about a cool new web series called Sheila's about the amazing women in Australian history.
We're asking about your behind-the-scenes workplaces. What goes on behind the scenes, and what is the mantra at your workplace? Because I was just showing that Grilled, the burger joint that I worked at, had quite a focused mantra about making sure you spread all ingredients to the full edges of that bun so that every mouthful is a complete tasting experience, Tom.
It's absolutely incredible. I used to work at Apple Retail, Ollie.
I know you did.
At one of the mega stores.
Never made it to Genius, which is a sore point for you. I can tell
Okay, here's what I need to reveal to you. Just because you go for the Genius role, that's not a higher role.
Well, they're geniuses, though.
No, they're just technical support. I didn't want to go into technical support. And I know I sound like I've got my buck up, but it's not that. Well, I was a specialist, which means I was a great all-rounder.
But if you were to rank genius and specialist, obviously genius is the top.
No, geniuses are in the family room, mate. I was in the red zone.
What's the red zone?
The red zone is where you're selling products. You're enriching lives, as they say.
Is that what you're doing?
In the family room, you're continuing the Apple experience for those that come back into the store. So things like workshops, training, technical support, those types of things.
You have drank the Kool-Aid, my friend. So if you have got a workplace mantra that you're happy to share, like, I would love to know what happens at Bunnings. Because you know how there's this ethos at Bunnings.
There'd be a lot of Bunnings
stuff.
They're
so friendly. When they go into work and they get trained up, what are they saying to the guys?
My mate, though, worked at Bunnings and said that he just took really long breaks.
I reckon you can.
Because nobody would know where you were. They'd be like, where were you? And you'd be like, oh, mate, I was down the back in Wood.
Yeah, I was at aisle 59.
And they're like, oh, that's where you were. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I didn't see you there. 133353. Reveal the deets behind the scenes at your workplace. G'day, Jack.
How you going, boys?
You're going to reveal something here that I think a lot of young people will want to hear about. You're a secondary school teacher.
That's it. Yeah, that's correct. Just want to say love your show. Long time listener, first time caller.
Good on you, Jack. Yeah. Getting involved.
Yeah. As you would expect, you know, as a kid or a student, you don't think this sort of stuff goes on. But as teachers, once they leave at 3 o'clock, all hell breaks loose and we just have a little bit of a giggle and it's all you know, free for all, mate. It's game on.
You've got a personality as teachers, do you?
What?
Exactly, we have a life.
That's weird.
So you dish the dirt on the silly things Ollie said in class today.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So some of the things that they say or do that either annoy you or make you laugh, You know, some of them obviously not going to go into details, but yeah, it does happen. So.
Jack, I did some teaching. I thought that from what I heard from teachers is they work pretty hard till 5 p.m. Are you saying that's not true?
Well, today I left at 4:30, but you know.
Oh, naughty teacher.
Someone works in the public sector.
Someone's jaded at 26, already given up on education.
Good on you, Jack. Another thing at Apple, Ollie, we had these little lanyards, and in the back of it, you would have the Apple Credo. And that was broken down into three different things. It was our people, our customer, and our daily commitment.
Oh.
And every morning, you know, if the store opened at 9, you would be rostered on from 8:30, and you'd have the daily download where you heard about
the
everything that was going
download,
on.
The daily download, keeping it techie.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was incredible stuff. 133353, if you can dish the dirt behind the scenes at your workplace.
Let's go to Kerry. What's happening at your workplace, Kerry?
So I work in a lighting store, and behind the scenes we talk about care. So it's contact, ask, recommend, encourage. So it's all about the customer care process.
Great.
Well, when I buy a light, I want to be cared for, Kerry. And I think, you know, that's what you go to a lighting store for, isn't it?
Definitely, 100%. Because if we don't care for you, then you get the wrong thing and you bring it back to us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which you don't want.
Kerry, I used to have to give a name to get a name at Apple Retail. Did you ever do that?
No, not
so
really.
I would go, "Hi, my name's Tom. What's yours?" "Oh, hi, Kerry. What are you doing here today? What are you looking for?" It was amazing.
I thought your ethos, Tom, was give a job to get a job.
Oh yeah, well that's true.
That's a different.
That's very different.
Working up the ladder. Good on you, mate.
133353. Behind the scenes workplace mantras. Give us a call, Tom and Ollie. Triple M.
Give a job.
Aussie Crawl, beautiful people. Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions, and rack your brains because Deep Thought of the Week isn't far away, and we love your deep thoughts. 133353, what goes on behind the scenes at your workplace? Is there a mantra that your workplace lives by? Ollie, I want to reveal to you, because I did work for Apple Retail, the Apple Retail 5 steps of service.
Man, Apple just keeps on giving. I've dished my grilled goss, and it was like two things, but Apple has an infinite well of mantras.
It was a 5-day training course. That's how much information you had to soak in.
Please tell me it's an acronym.
It's an acronym of Apple, Ollie. A-P-P-L-E.
Let me guess. Approach.
Yes.
But please, is it approach?
Yep. Approach customers with a personalized warm welcome.
Classic.
Then you go into P.
Please or product or...
It was probe.
Probe.
Probe politely to understand all the customer's needs. Then it was present a solution for the customer to take home today.
Lick.
No. No licking. Listen.
Like.
Listen for and resolve any issues or concerns.
Ego stroke.
No, end. End with a fond farewell and an invitation to return.
Well, there you go. That's what Apple really stands for.
But it works well because it is really all about the customer.
Why is Apple called Apple? You would know this. Why did Steve Jobs, in his infinite wisdom, call it Apple? Do you know?
I've forgotten, but I do know there was a long-term battle between Apple, the company, the computer company, and the Beatles record company called Apple.
Yep, that's unrelated, but good tidbit. I just wanted to share something.
Yeah. Hey, Fiona, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's behind the scenes at your workplace?
So I worked in a restaurant when I was a teenager, and it was owned by an American. His name was James G. Montague.
Yeah.
And his mantra was, being American, he would say, "Time to lean, time to clean."
Yeah, we've all heard that one.
And it's like, shut up. Yeah. Let me just rest a bit.
I know. Jackie, 133353, what happened behind the scenes at your workplace?
Oh, hi. I work in the hotel industry, and we had to create raving fans.
was that phrase spoken, create raving fans?
Yes. Jesus. Yes, that was well spoken. Big letters in staff rooms and corridors and that sort of thing.
Sounds like just more work for you, Jackie.
Yes, I'm in sales, so yes.
Did you think you achieved your goal? Or?
Well, I don't work for that company anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Create customers who have an okay time, then quit the business.
We had to create promoters at Apple.
Create promoters.
Yeah, a promoter of the business. Because if someone likes the business, they are a promoter by word of mouth. They'll tell 10 people.
Brilliant.
But you don't want detractors. And a detractor is anybody who got a score below 4.
Oh, you don't want that.
No.
At Grilled, we created fatties. No, healthy burgers, healthy burgers.
I can't wait till Apple sues me for this whole segment. I can't wait. Hey, coming up next, we've got some two incredible women who've created a web series called Sheila's, exposing the amazing women behind Australian history. Stick around.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, there are two girls who are doing amazing work in comedy right now. Their names are Hannah and Eliza Riley. They have had success on the ABC with a show called Growing Up Gracefully.
It was so good.
It was like a six-part series, maybe eight-part series, where they detailed, they compared what it was like to grow up as a young woman in the 60s and 70s compared to now. And it was a very funny, a bit of a piss take. But they do great stuff. And they've got a new show coming out called Sheila's. We've got the trailer for it right here.
History. Hand-carved from the rock of time by the achievements of great men. Brave, strong men who alone dared to...
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Eliza.
And we share not only a gene pool, but a passion for history.
But for years, we've been told the only people worth remembering are a bunch of bossy old white dudes.
Men who said finders keepers, fashion icons, and sure, some pretty hot boy bands. But why is Australian history such a goddamn sausage party?
We know the truth.
What?
Bitch, it's Mary.
Plenty of tough-titted ladies hiked up their petticoats and fly-kicked down the doors of opportunity.
Bullshit! So, let us take you on a journey back in time to meet some amazing Aussie babes of the past, who we like to call...
Sheilas, badass women of Australian history.
Ah, it's good fun, Tom. We're going to get the girls on up next to have a chat about the new show, Sheila's, about women in history, and it's all very, very good.
Stick around. This is called We're Going Home from Vance. Joy, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
Tom, if there's one thing we love, and I mean one thing, it's groundbreaking comedy. Oh, yeah. And you might have heard of the Riley sisters, Hannah and Eliza Riley, from their ABC work. But they join us now to talk about a brand new show that is direct to YouTube and online as a web series. It's called Sheila's. And girls, thanks for having a chat to us about this very funny new show.
Oh, thank you.
We have been big fans of Tom and Ollie for a long time.
Oh,
and we just
stop.
No,
it.
We're so excited to be here.
Oh my God. Well,
what have you heard of our show? Anything?
Well, just all good stuff.
All good stuff. She does her research.
All killer, no filler. Just nothing but the hits.
Well, I describe Sheila's the same way. Sheila's is they're about 7 to 8 minute episodes. They're pretty tightly packed. It's all about forgotten heroes, ladies in Australia's history. Why don't you talk us through the motivation behind doing it and how it's been received so far?
Well, one day Eliza and I just kind of realised amongst ourselves that we couldn't really name many great women of Australian history off the top of our heads. Mm. And honestly, all it took was a quick little Google search. Cool Australian women history.
Best.
Great. Google.
Done.
And then there were hundreds and hundreds of these amazing stories that we came across. And we thought to ourselves, like, why the hell can we not name these women off the top of our heads? Why weren't we taught about them in school? Why aren't they regularly talked about amongst our friends? Mm-hmm. And so we really thought this was a show that we needed to see ourselves to learn about all the badass women of our past.
And it's done in such a nice, biteable way as well. Like 8 minutes episode. I've seen Nancy Wake. You've already had three out, with the last one being a badass 1800s bushranging mum that's mm-hmm. coming out. I mean, it's such good stuff.
Who's your favourite of those of the four ladies? Nancy Ooh, Wake, Fanny oh. Durack, Merle Thornton, and Marianne Barg. Who's your personal favourite?
Eliza, oh, you go
that's
first.
That's so hard. I'd have to say my favourite Sheila is my mum.
Oh, so lame.
That's so lame. Probably, look, the episode that had just aired tonight, Marianne Barg, was particularly special. I got to work on that episode quite a lot, and we got to go to some amazing rural locations, and it was a big shoot. So from a directing point of view, that was definitely a challenge for me, and it was really cool to pull it off.
Yeah, Eliza directed that episode, so it's kind of your baby, isn't it?
Oh, it was so fun working with Christian Van Vuren. He's one of the Bondi hipster
yes.
dudes and does amazing stuff, and he's in it. And so him rocking up to set, I was shaking. Oh, my God. I was so terrified that, you know, because he's so experienced, but he was amazing to work with and really helpful and really was awesome.
And Megan Wilding, the actor who plays Marianne Barg, just gives it such an incredible performance. And it was incredible. When we were driving her to set one day, we were just sort of chit-chatting about Marianne and her amazing history, the fact that she was a mother of something like 13 children but still managed to be a bushranger at the same time and, you know, saved Captain Thunderbolt, her husband's, life so many times. And then Megan popped up and was like, oh, you know what? I'm actually a direct descendant of Marianne Barton.
No,
like,
oh, why?
No, I was really like, I may be a really foolish white woman, but I'm not falling for that again. Okay. And she had to be like, no, yeah, seriously. Oh, and she had to prove it to me and show me text messages of her family. So that was so, so awesome. And actually, we shouldn't have told you that. We just sort of said that was preordained.
Of course.
Yeah, casting process is second to none.
We're speaking to Hannah and Eliza Riley, the Riley sisters, who have a series out called Sheila's. You can check it out, sheilas.tv. It's an amazing series about the forgotten women in Australian history. Now, girls, we're on Triple M, mate. Why the hell would the blokes want to be watching this series? Jesus Christ.
You're underestimating your sex.
Oh my goodness! Did you just make into your final form there? Oh. Did you just Phoenix rising from the ashes?
Oh mate, listen.
Whoa!
I'm so sorry
about that. I'm quaking. So basically, well, look, to be honest, if I was to give you the serious, boring answer, is to say that actually Triple M listeners is one of our target audiences for Sheila's because
Boom.
No, really, that's a boring kind of statistic answer.
It's good.
But really, one of my secret dreams, and I said this to the team before we started Sheila's, is one of my dreams of Sheila's is that a group of blokes are in a pub somewhere in Australia and, you know, they're talking about their days and their lives. And then one of them pipes up and says, hey, instead of talking about that prime minister that binge drinks at sporting events, have you ever heard of Nancy Wake? Have you ever heard of Marianne Bugg? She was awesome. That's one of my dreams of, like, hopefully Sheila's will be able to add to what is already such a big boys club.
And they'll chat about it and they'll bond and go, how good was she? And then at the end they'll go, we're Nancy Woke now.
Oh, hashtag. Man, that's yours. That. You can keep that.
Hey, what's it like working as sisters on the same project? Do you get a bit like full on? Is it intense?
Well, we're no longer speaking outside media engagements or, you know, creative pursuits. So you'd have to ask Eliza that, I guess.
Look, me and Hannah have been working together since the early 90s, okay, making up stories for our parents who, thanks
very
to...
Very patient parents.
Yeah, very patient parents. And thanks to Red Wine, we received rave reviews for our 30-minute performances of
Mr. Mrs.
whatever.
Wine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We love working together and, you know, thankfully we get paid a little bit as well to do it, so it's awesome.
I can't wait to see what you girls make next. You're just making such amazing TV. Go out and check it, sheilas.tv. They're really easy, biteable episodes about the forgotten women in Australian history. Hannah and Eliza Riley, thank you so much for joining us. In Excess with Kiss the Dirt, you're with Tom and Ollie. They're our names. You're on Triple M. I hope you're having a good Wacky Wednesday. What are you laughing at there, Ollie?
Oh, Tom, it's never ending, isn't it? People are latching onto the fact that you have a lot of lookalikes. Last night, it was the Buffalo Bill ice cream.
Mm.
And even today, Richie sent in a comparison of you and Barney Rubble. You and Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
All right.
And I've done a side-by-side. I've just posted it there to our Instagram and our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. And it is telling. You are somewhat of a Barney Rubble lookalike. If you want to see the comparison, if you've got even more comparisons with Tom, do share them. Love to receive your messages.
Yeah.
So many unfavorable comparisons.
Oh my God. You can also head over to our Facebook page to see Sheila's, the cool new web series about awesome Aussie woman.
Woman?
I meant to say women.
Tom and Ollie's tune.
Yeah, boy.
Or tuna.
This is where you get to have a say about the music that we play. Hey, we've been hit and play on this one for a little while now. It's Good Charlotte's Shadow Boxer. I'm going to spin it for you here, but this is their second single off the highly anticipated seventh full-length studio album, Generation RX.
What was the first single again?
I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember, Ollie. Why would you ask that?
Okay, well, Shadow Boxer is the current single that we're piping up.
September 14, it's due out.
We're getting into it, but it's your chance to have a say on 13353. We will play it for you. You will listen, you will judge it, either positively, negatively. We can't decide that. Let us know what you think of this one. Good Charlotte, Shadow Boxer, Tune or Tuna?
133353, jump on those phones.
Tuna's a bad one, by the way. Tune's a good one.
Yeah. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Take a listen. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That one's Good Charlotte's Shadow Boxer. What do you think about that? 133353. We want to let,
I know what you're saying, Tom.
Tom and Ollie's Tune.
Yeah, boy.
Or Tuna.
We want to take the temperature of the room, you could say, Tom, and find out what you think. And we'll pass it on to the bosses, the powers that be who decide the music.
Good Charlotte's second single off their upcoming album, Generation RX, which is due for release on September 14. The first single, of course, was Actual Pain. Do you want to hear a bit of that one, Ollie?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No. But what I do want to say is that... I did like Shadow Boxer.
No, that's fine.
But it's no I Just Want to Live.
Oh, that, how good was that?
That was... Have you got some of that there? Because I wouldn't mind hearing some out. I Just Want to Live.
You asked me what the first single was in the last break. I couldn't tell you that, so I get the information.
Well, I know the answer 4 minutes, 4 minutes later.
And now you're asking me to get something else. This is just absolutely ridiculous.
Am I nailing that? I Just Want to Live. Good stuff. All right.
How about this one? Oh, God. They're good stuff. Good Charlotte's brand new track, Shadow Boxer. What do you think about it? 133353. G'day, Kate.
Hello.
What do you think? Is it a tune or is it tuna?
It's a tune.
Oh, nice.
Kate. I was going to say hate it or rate it, Kate, because it rhymes with your name, but you're rating it.
I love it. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Are you a diehard fan of the Good Charlotte Boys?
Yeah, probably.
The Madden Brothers. Would you like anything they made, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, nice. Well, you're the only one that's caught up, so it's 100% on the phones.
Love it. Call the boys up now. Benji.
Stop talking over the music at full volume. If you want to talk, put your hand up and I'll duck the music.
Benji and the brother...
You didn't put your hand up.
Sorry. Benji and his brother...
You came in too late then, you idiot.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Last night we had an absolutely amazing chat with Dr. Ben about body dysmorphia and body image issues in men. If you missed it, make sure you download the Triple M app after the show and catch up on the podcast anywhere you get that.
On Facebook at Tom and Ollie, Sean messaged us. He said, "Hey guys, last night's show was really helpful. It helped me understand where I'm at with my confidence levels, with my body, and I appreciate the work you're doing with men's health on the show." So there you go. It can be helpful stuff. So if you want to hear that chat again, as Tom said, the podcast is where to go. Very insightful if you're someone who loves the gym and loves your body. There can be some other things going on underneath.
Let's open our minds now for...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I knew what I was going to say before I opened my mouth. 133353, jump on that phone if you have a deep thought of the week. We'll jump on the Pondering Pond up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, so sad. Time of your life. Good riddance. Green Day. You are with Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
You want a fun tidbit about that song, Tom?
Sorry, you were talking over the music. What did you say?
You want a fun tidbit about that song?
I'd love a tidbit.
Even though it's a sad song about saying goodbye, moving on, it's one of the most popular songs played at weddings down the aisle. Isn't that funny? Couples sort of not really reading into it, just going, oh, it sounds nice, so I'll get married to it.
That is something unpredictable.
Is that a deep thought?
Deep Thought of the Week.
If you've never heard this before, we jump into a place called the Pondering Pond, naked. Let me just let our worries wash away on this wacky Wednesday and open our minds to those deep thoughts that you might have. You could have them in a shower, could have them driving, could have them digging a hole.
Now that my clothes are off and they're back in the change rooms, can you tell yet that I've started working out with Brad Pitt's Fight Club workout? Started today.
The fact that you started today, no. Hey, Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Thank you.
What's your deep thought for this week, Daniel? Hopefully you're naked.
Yeah, it's almost turned into soft porn, this, hasn't it?
Whoa. Yeah, okay.
Fair call, Dan.
Sorry, just because a bunch of people are naked in public doesn't mean that there's anything sexual about that. Daniel, you're probably one of those creeps that go, oh, we couldn't be getting changed naked in the change room. Jeez.
Well, Tom, deep thought of the week.
Tom, you and some of your friends, you get naked and it becomes sexual.
Nope, never.
Never.
No.
All right, Dan, what do you
got? I've had a few dramas over the last couple of months, so I've got, you have to train your mind to be stronger than your emotions, or else you'll lose yourself every time.
Deep thought of the week.
Nice mantra to live by.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, can I just stick on that for a second? I mean, training the mind to be stronger, is that just so you can not get taken away by your emotions, do you think?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, if someone's upset you or done wrong by you, if you just acted on your emotion, you'd probably do the wrong thing.
Right, yeah.
So you just try to just have your mind stronger not to do the wrong thing.
Have a bit of metal about you and just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
That's a really lovely deep thought, Daniel. But I mean, I'm kind of looking for a deep thought like, if you start counting from zero to either positive or negative numbers, your lips won't touch till you reach 1 million.
Deep thought of the week.
One, what? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. My lips haven't touched yet.
And you're saying no number except for a million.
Well, I'm not. Reddit is where I got the deep thought.
Oh, okay.
From the internet.
Okay.
133353. If you'd like to join us in the Pondering Pond for deep thought of the week.
Jake?
Not yet.
Okay.
I thought you had one.
No, I'm saving it.
Cool. Hey, Jake.
Hi, mate. How you going?
Really good.
Oh, beautiful.
What's your deep thought?
So, going from a boy to a man is realizing that not every hole is a goal.
Oh. Why?
Oh, no, just some regrets over the
deep
years.
Deep thought of the week.
Is that Jake's own personal thought?
I think we want Jake to keep his clothes on for the Pondering Pond. 133353. Hey, you got a deep thought for us? Then hit us up. 133353. You can also get involved on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter at Tom and Ollie with a Y. This is new music from You, Me at 6. Turn it up. It's a great one. It's called 3 AM. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. New music from You, Me at 6. It's called 3 AM. Let us know what you reckon about it. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member. We love to hear your feedback about the music that we play. It's a wacky Wednesday with Tom and Ollie on Triple M who have questions. And look, in a few minutes' time, we'll get to what the reason is that you rush to the altar for.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, Tom, we are doing Deep Thought of the Week.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who have said to me, Deep Thought of the Week as a concept, a segment, has run its course. It was around since we were in Albury 2 years ago, and it's time it was rested.
What do I say to those people? The thing that I would say to those people cannot be said on radio.
Deep thought of the week.
So you're going to say not tonight.
Mate, it's a hit on the phones. So we're just going to keep doing it until it's not a hit on the phones.
All right. I'll start us off.
Join us in the Pondering Pond. 133353 is the way you gain access to the pond.
And as you can see here, Tom, I'm reading this straight from my book. So these are my own words.
Oh, God, it's wordy.
We find it silly when a huge dog is afraid of a small kitten. And yet we run from wasps.
Deep thought of the week.
Almost poetic.
I mean, I was going to say that. Look.
Oh, what is it?
I'm just not sure to say it. No, I'll say it. Look, I was just going to say that somewhere, somebody in the world does the loudest fart of the day.
Deep thought of the week.
Right on.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to Pondering Pond, mate. You naked?
Nah, not really, mate. No.
Oh, okay. Every week we have to repeat this. It's simply a radio type of like painting the picture for the listeners. So we don't actually check if you're naked. So when I say, are you naked? What do you say, Terry?
Of course I'm naked.
Of course you are, Terry.
Good boy.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. What's your deep thought?
Good boy.
My deep thought is, today was tomorrow yesterday.
Yeah, great.
Deep thought of the week.
We love a wordplay deep thought, don't we, Ollie?
Terry, take over.
G'day, Hayden.
Hey, how you going?
Are you naked?
Always.
Good boy.
Well, always is a lot, but I'm impressed if you can pull that off.
What's your deep thought?
Why is Iceland called Iceland when it's green and Greenland is covered in ice?
Yep.
Deep thought of the week.
Sos.
What?
Geography.
Sos.
Bit of a sos deep thought of the week there.
Studies. Remember sos?
Studies of society and environment.
Oh.
Is it?
It was like, we need to put a whole bunch of shit into a subject here. Let's call it sos.
I mean, I'm a teacher, but you've got to say, who is going, I want to be a sos teacher? Surely no one.
G'day, Cameron.
Hello.
You're 13 years old, so I'm not going to ask you if you're naked.
Cameron, you do sos at school?
Of course.
Yeah.
You like it?
It's all right.
What's your deep thought?
If you punch yourself and it hurts,
yeah,
are you strong or are you weak?
Well, you're not weak, I can tell you that.
Deep thought of the week.
Cameron, it's complicated because there's a lot of masculinity thoughts tied up in that comment, isn't there?
Yeah. It's got me deep thought of the week.
Yeah. I want to question what's happening at home there, but that's okay.
G'day, Steve.
How are we?
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, mate. What's your deep thought?
If you take the top off of a meat pie, does it become a meat tart or is it still a meat pie?
Like it.
Deep thought of the week.
I usually take the top off, squirt sauce on it, put the top back on. Sometimes I mix the sauce in with the meat.
I thought you were going to say that you're a bit of a meat tart, Tom. Sandy on 133353. Sandy, your deep thought?
Yes, I'm here.
Turn that radio down in the background.
Because we have a 10-second delay and you'll just be playing us back to ourselves. What's going on, Sandy? What's your deep thought? Oh, no, you still got the radio on. All right.
No, it's...
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Good stuff.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Sandy, the tradition is you get naked for this segment. You're naked?
Oh, I wish I was, but I'm not, no.
Okay, well...
I'm about to be, but...
Okay. Excellent. That's a good start.
What's your deep thought?
Okay, my deep thought is... We all have faults, okay? We are all out to better ourselves, and we all have something to teach each other.
Yeah.
We're all heading in that same direction, and we all have something to teach each other. That's my deep thought.
Deep thought of the week.
It's just a lesson. Just a tiring lesson.
133353. Join us in the Pondering Pond if you have a deep thought of the week. Love to hear them. Surely you can beat some of those. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Down Under Men at Work, Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll ask the one about if there was a reason why you rushed to the altar to get married very soon. Was there a particular reason for it? Right now, we're opening our minds, our brains, our third eye as we jump in the Pondering Pond 4.
Deep thought of the week.
It's pretty simple if you've got a deep thought. It's something you've been thinking about for a while, jump on that phone. 133353. Join us in the Pondering Pond.
Where's your third eye, Tom? Generally.
Huh? Huh? G'day, Ryan.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Not too badly.
Yeah, that's nice, Ryan. Now, what is your deep thought
of the week?
I was wondering why modern R&B clubs don't play rhythm and blues. You see,
thought of the week.
You go to any R&B club or you listen to one of those other radio stations.
Like an R&B Fridays. I was going to chat to Ryan. You faded him down.
Oh, really? You want to chat to Ryan?
No, it's fine. If we are rude and we say your deep thought isn't of value, I'm sorry about that. I do apologise.
I just want to call Julian out on Facebook.
I can't promise we'll change.
No, I just want to call Julian out on Facebook
because
he messaged in the one we have every single week. Your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips. You can tip-toe, but not a tip finger. I mean, just can you shut it?
If anyone repeats tiptoes and fingers and that deep thought, you are banned.
G'day, Misty.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, mate. We ask people to be naked in the pondering pond. You naked?
Absolutely.
That's the way. What's your deep thought?
If a child refuses to take a nap, are they resisting arrest?
Ah!
Deep joke of the week.
That's too funny for a deep thought.
I like it, Anthony. Welcome.
Got a real chuckle going on there.
Thank you.
Not you. Not you. It wasn't you, Anthony, but I imagine you'll have something great to offer.
Yes, I wonder what my cat has named me.
Oh, good.
Deep thought of the week.
Yep, that one's been around the block
what
as
do you
well.
Reckon, what is Anthony named by his cat, do you think?
I'll just mouth it to you. G'day, Patrick.
Whoa. Hey, Pat.
How are we, gentlemen?
Yeah, good. You enjoying the water tonight, the tepid water?
I am. It's a bit like a flotation pond.
It is. Yeah,
it is. No Epsom salts in here, though, just dead skin.
I bought Tom a flotation tank experience for his birthday last year, and he threw it back in my face like a repugnant, ungrateful friend
mate,
that he is.
I'm scared of my thoughts now. I don't need an hour and a half in a warm bath where I can't feel anything in my body to be my own thoughts.
Well, you shouldn't be doing deep thought of the week and close your third eye. Put your pants away.
G'day, Patrick. What is your deep thought?
My deep thought is, if the universe is expanding away from us at the speed of light, have we already missed what we base all our current astrological physics and mathematics on?
Good.
Deep thought of the week.
Gonna let that go through to the keeper.
G'day, Fate.
How you doing?
You're naked, Fate.
Oh, very much so.
How good does it feel?
Freeze bird, flying eye.
Hey, Fate, how do you spell your name?
F-A-Y-T-E.
Nice, cool.
Yeah, it's the only one in Australia, unfortunately.
Isn't
never
it?
Get it on the Coke can.
Well, I guess that's Fate.
Yeah, so many bad pickup lines in high school, man.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, what's your deep thought, Fate?
My deep thought is my car keys have travelled further than my car ever will.
Deep thought of the week.
That is effing brilliant, Fate. Mm. That is so good. I'm going to give you a very exclusive Tom and Ollie key ring.
Oh
my. Wow.
They're so exclusive. Our boss gave them to us because they're old.
They're special, Tom, and they have good branding on them.
No, they have typos on them.
No, that's fine. Don't mention it.
Thank you for your deep thoughts of the week. Let's close the pondering pond now.
Oh, thank God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
On Facebook, Tom Lorne has snuck in with one last deep thought at Tom and Ollie on Facebook, and we love that stuff.
Instagram and Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah. Lorne said, in light of this zero alcohol beer that Carlton Brewery is...
What's this?
Well, Lorne has said, if Carlton Brewery starts selling zero alcohol beer at supermarkets, will people still start fights when drinking beer, this beer, if they're sober?
Probably not.
Deep thought of the week.
You'd hope not. It's funny though, isn't it? Would you drink an alcoholic or no alcohol beer?
Well, there's one that exists currently. Alcohol-free beer is a thing.
I don't love the taste of beer that much that I would just sip it down, I don't think.
Yeah, but then doesn't that speak highly of
alcoholism?
Yeah,
it does.
And alcohol culture.
I know. Strange. It's a wacky Wednesday. Let's not get too bogged down in alcoholism.
Oh, let's chuck on Losing My Religion then by REM.
Great.
An alcohol-free one? Yeah, I'd love one.
Yeah, get you one.
Oh, awesome. Hey, stick around. Plenty more questions to come. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Losing My Religion, REM. You're on Triple M. Our names are Tom and Ollie. Welcome to this wacky Wednesday. I hope it's going good. We're here till 10 o'clock asking questions.
Tom, you've just mentioned that your boyfriend, Seth, he's just come up now to the workplace here outside the studio.
Yeah.
Just to hang out. He's brought his Nintendo DS. Has he in his backpack to sit here and wait for you to finish work?
Yes, he has. Is he coming over to my house?
Is he going
to
bring his colouring books and pencils and do some drawing as well whilst he waits for you to finish
work? Don't be rude.
Waits for daddy to finish work?
Fake news.
You can take him home for a sleepover.
Don't use our word.
It just seems like he's a child coming in to wait for you to finish.
Oh, my God.
It's cute. Nah, it's cute. Good on you.
Thanks, mate.
But where are his pencil cases and stuff? Oh, shit. Connector pens? What's he using?
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Tom, I'm going to ask this question now. Where or what was the reason you were rushed to the altar?
It's called a tease.
I've got it on good authority that someone in this duo, either you, Tom, or myself, Ollie, is thinking about rushing to the altar for some dodgy reason.
Okay.
And I don't reckon it's me because you do plenty of wedding jokes and I'm often playing it down. It's not. Okay. I don't think it's me.
All right.
Why would Tom be rushing to the altar?
What's this about?
When his boyfriend's doing pencil case drawings in the corner.
All right. Stick around if you want. This is In the End, Linkin Park. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's In the End.
Here we go. Tom.
Shush.
Linkin Park in the end. But don't worry about that, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, because Tom's boyfriend Seth's walked in and it's just mayhem. Seth's brought in, he's American, he's brought in some Mad Mex.
Don't be rude.
God bless him. Having his Mexican food. Although, interesting as a Trump supporter that he would want to eat Mexican food, but
fake news.
Yet not be as willing to invite them into the country to make the very food that he's eating.
He doesn't have any views on Mexican.
He built the wall. He built the wall.
He didn't build the wall, did he?
I don't know. Did he? You tell me.
I don't know.
No, he didn't build the wall because the Mexicans are going to build it.
Seth, has Trump built the wall yet? Thumbs up or thumbs down, do you know? Do you know if he's built the wall? We don't know.
He's doing a Roman emperor wavering thumb in the middle. He's not sure yet.
Hey, Naughty After Nine isn't far away. We're going to talk about animals that are a bit excitable.
Randy.
One. Okay.
Randy and...
You going to ask this question, mate, or what?
Oh, God, you are stroppy tonight. Gee, do you want some more food? Are you hungry?
Oh, my God.
Well, I can see why you're upset, because I think there is a potential wedding on the horizon, Tom. And
what?
It's very fitting that Seth, your boyfriend, has walked in just now with his Mad Mex, because you've been mentioning that Seth's trying to get a visa. He's trying to stay here.
Yeah, he's trying to stay in the country permanently.
Well, because, I mean, he loves the place. He loves the freedom. He loves the democracy.
He's on a working holiday visa. By the way, if there's any registered training organisations out there that can do an RPL, a registration of prior learning, or an EPL or something, he's got a massage therapy degree in America, and we need to get that recognised in Australia so he can find a job.
Okay, that's extremely niche. That's a very niche request. I'm going to leave that there,
Tom. And
if you've
got a massage school that wants to sponsor a lovely American boy to stay in the country and to let our love flourish, 133353, or hit us up on the social networks, Tom and Ollie, across Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Tom, don't bother about getting whatever you said then, because there is an easy fix. You know it. I know it. You've mentioned it. You've alluded to it.
Don't you dare.
And I can see that you've been considering marrying Seth
purely
to get this man in the country, in some ways an illegal immigrant.
He's not illegal. Why is he illegal?
Oh, he's legal, is he?
Oh my
he's legal.
God.
Shut up. I don't want to get into queue jumping because that is not really a thing. But Tom, you have to admit that you've pondered the easy option of just going, hey, if we get married, this will fix all our concerns. Is that how it works? He would be able to stay in the country forever?
He's got a year left on his working holiday visa. So yeah, if push comes to shove, I'd rather get married to him, shotgun style, than let him leave the country.
Just like look at Seth and see what he's thinking about this. Oh, he's just hoeing into his burrito. So he's really concerned about this,
Don't
Tom.
Be
as
rude.
As you are. How would your family feel if you were to do a bit of a shotgun wedding or at least rush to the altar for an ulterior motive?
They probably wouldn't like it, but I would be doing it for love, because we are madly in love.
Love would be in at least the top five reasons you're getting married. One would be, obviously, to get Seth to stay here longer. He can eat more Mad Mex from Australia, which they haven't got in America.
Oh, my God.
They only have authentic Mexican. Oh, it's complicated because it's morally ambiguous. So, Tom, the question is, 133353, was there a reason you rushed to the altar?
Yeah.
Did you rush along? Maybe it was a Vegas-style wedding. That's like a shotgun wedding where it's just like, we just did it. But was there an ulterior motive? Was there a reason to rush and get the wedding done?
Was there a child on the way and you had to sway the family?
Oh, you had to win some favour, maybe. Who knows?
133353. Jump on that phone as my boyfriend hoes into his burrito. Hope it's tasty.
Look at him. Disgraceful.
Oh, shut up, mate. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. With the one I love, new Paul Kelly of his upcoming album, Nature. which I'm very excited to hear. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That was filmed live at Kennedy Malloy, Tom, very recently.
Yeah, check it out at triplem.com.au or at Kennedy Malloy Facebook page as well.
Love me some Paul Kelly. But Tom, we've asked this question. Was there a reason you rushed to the altar? We'll wait for the bit. It's a
nice day for a wedding. That's all I needed.
No one's caught up on 133353. Not a single soul listening to this station rushed to the altar, which I find baffling when I'm looking at two dudes, Seth, your boyfriend from Colorado, as he hoes down on Mexican. Bit of a hoedown out there. Good on him. And you're looking to marry him to win him citizenship.
Sorry.
To win him a place in this country.
Shut up.
Which he doesn't deserve.
No, well, that's not true.
Well, we grew here. He flew here. as he would say to the Mexicans.
Shut up. You're being incredibly racist.
He voted
and rude.
For Trump. I mean, what more is there to say?
Don't be rude.
So we'll wait for your calls on 133353. Maybe we just...
My mate Craig gave us a text and said, you guys are celebrities, just ask Peter Dutton to sort out his visa.
After the controversy that Peter Dutton gave the chief of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin, some special consideration. You heard that story?
No, I haven't.
With some au pairs.
Can you tell me in a song? Because I don't want
to
hear it.
I'll tell you now. No. Two au pairs were granted license to stay in the country.
I'll just turn down your mic. 133353. Was there a reason you rushed to the altar? If there is, give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Small town, John Mellencamp. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good wacky Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, we've got Aaron Gox and Nick Cody on the show. Chatting to us about their brand new film called The Merger. Nick Cody has described it as...
The next castle, Tom.
Wow. The next castle.
The next castle. I mean, I think he was saying it. If it goes well in the box office in that first weekend, then it can take off nationally.
Awesome.
And then it can become a bit of a cult following and hopefully a big hit.
Opens in cinemas tomorrow, selected cinemas. So go check it out.
Yeah, you got to support Aussie films because otherwise they just don't get made and all we get is Batman versus Ant-Man and the Wasp and who cares?
Wait for it.
Can you edit it?
No. Nice day for a white wedding.
133353 is our number, and that's how you get involved. Or on Facebook at Tom and Ollie or Twitter or Instagram. But Daniel...
Well, there's a reason.
I should give the backstory. I mean, you want to get married to Seth, Tom, so you can get the man a visa or rather a permanent reason to stay in the country.
Yeah.
Because right now he's looking at being turfed, what, end of the year?
Next August.
Next August. So you've got a year.
Yeah.
To work out whether you want to marry a Mad Max eating, backwards cap wearing fool out there.
You're so beautiful, Seth. Thank you for coming in.
Wipe your face, mate.
Ollie, you know how A Pretty Woman is currently on 10?
So we should say Seth is here with us. We should clarify that's what's going on.
Ollie, A Pretty Woman is currently on Channel 10.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty womaning Seth.
Oh, was he a sex worker? He's a good looking guy. It could be. Daniel, I'm on 333. What's the reason you rushed to the aisle?
Hey, guys. I popped the question to the missus a couple of months earlier than what I'd planned because I was looking at buying a motorbike and she said to me, you're not buying it. We need to be engaged before you buy it. So I said, all right, no worries. So I popped the question, and then a couple of days later, went and bought the bike.
My God.
Between how long was it between her saying, nah, we've got to be married, and you actually asking her to marry her?
Yeah, it was 3 or 4 days.
So you went to a shop, bought the ring.
Well, she got one handed down, so it was already there. She'd been putting the pressure on for a while, and then I sort of kept bobbing her off. And
that's what I've got going on, Daniel. It is a huge relief when a ring is handed down, isn't it? It saves you a bit of money.
Oh, it saves a fortune.
Otherwise, I couldn't afford to get married.
No.
I can't buy a ring. I could buy a ring for $500, but Sarah wouldn't want that. She'd throw it away.
133353. If there's a reason that you rush to the altar, g'day, Craig.
Hello, boys.
You got married for a reason that just go for it.
Yeah, very similar to what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. So to keep someone in the country.
Yeah.
Who was it? Your long-term girlfriend?
Well, at the time, it was a short-term girlfriend.
Oh, wow. How long have you been going out?
12 months, the time of the visa. So she was here for 12 months working visa from Germany. And I met her in the first, you know, early days. And within that 12 months, we had to organise it and get her back here for the next, I think they have to go back for a certain amount of time. And they come back out here with a temporary visa.
Oh, Tom, Seth, you're hearing that? Yes. If you do get married, he's got to go back, face Trump and the music.
It's a lot of work. And,
is it?
I mean, yeah, now we're divorced, so it's all nuts.
Oh, and you don't want that. I mean, that's the reality, isn't it? That's the reality. Love butts.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.